I see.
And that's the way we identify them.
I see. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Clothes press. Well, folded clothes on shelves.
You know, you're really very helpful here. I've caught these terms, but I've never understood really what their derivation is. Mm-hmm. So, and the overlapping boards in the outside of the house, what they be?
Weatherboard.
Weatherboard, huh? And area outside there, what would that be?
Porch.
In the old days?
Veranda.
Veranda. And anything else?
I'm a little hesitant in pronouncing the word. I believe I've heard my granddaddy call it a piazza.
Mm-hmm.
Both of my grandfathers used to love to sit on the piazza.
Piazza, and that was just a porch.
The porch, just the open porch.
Somebody told me that used to say, sit on the piazza.
Piazza?
Does that sound...
Well, maybe they use that word. I just said I was a little hesitant to pronounce that, but they used to say piazza.
Yes.
But the piazza, I imagine it's spelled the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Piazza.
It's probably an Americanization of a foreign word.
Yeah.
Make it...
Mm-hmm.
A small porch, sometimes without a roof, it would be just outside your back door. It would be a... Call that a different word?
I don't know as I've ever heard any special.
Or just a little shelter that's...
Well, I've heard them say a little stoop. A stoop, but that would, you know, would have a covering over it.
Little
shelter. No, just had just a little cover.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
A stoop. But without a roof, I don't know that I've heard, other than just porch.
Mm-hmm. Little fenced area next to the barn where you put the cows before you milk them?
Well, when I was real small, well, it said a lot.
Cow lot?
Cow lot, or the mule lot.
And if people ever, you never did have too much... too many rocks or stones around, but if the farmer would clean out a field and had a lot of stones in it and would build a fence or a wall, what would you call that?
Well, we never had them down in here. I guess they would call them a fence, so a rock fence.
Rock fence.
Rock fence, huh?
Mm-hmm. And what did you used to call the wooden vessel that had a handle on that kept water in it?
Bucket.
Bucket.
Water bucket. Right. Yeah, wooden.
Was that made of mostly of oak? Or
yes, with brass hoops around it,
mm-hmm.
bands on the outside,
And if it was made out of metal, what would you?
Pail on.
Pail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, way back there you say bucket, water bucket.
Tin bucket.
Milk bucket. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Pail must have come later on.
Yes, pail was way on. Well, after I began teaching school, I imagine.
Uh-huh. And the heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things?
Well, that's what you mentioned before, a spider.
Would you tell me, not entirely clear to me, what the differences are. Now, what would you call the thing with sides about this high, you'd fry eggs in it?
That is the spider, a spider. It has the high sides, it's cast iron. Some folks say frying pan now,
mm-hmm.
but my mother always said spider. She said, I want the black